This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden moved swiftly to coordinate a federal effort to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. His first full day Thursday in office with steps to expand testing and vaccinations and increase mask wearing. At a White House event, Biden said that the rollout of the vaccine has been a dismal failure so far. Executive orders signed by Biden will establish a COVID-19 testing board to ramp up testing, address supply shortfalls, establish protocols for international travelers, and direct resources to hard-hit minority communities. Meanwhile, public health experts are blaming a vaccine push by the Trump administration for the current shortage of doses that is leading to inoculation cancellations. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A Trump administration campaign this month to get states to expand their vaccination rates and reach millions of people ages 65 and over had a flaw. It didn't provide the doses needed to meet the demand, leading to frustration and confusion at the state and local level. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Obviously, in a contradiction where you want to open something, but there's no vaccine to go with it, it sends kind of a false hope to people.
The Association of State and Territorial Health Officials is blaming a lack of steady federal leadership, something the Biden administration vows to change.
We'll move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated for free.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, said Thursday that based on recent seven-day averages, coronavirus infections may be about to hit a plateau in the U.S. COVID-19 has spiraled out of control for months in the U.S., even with a massive vaccination campaign underway. The U.S. death toll has exceeded 400,000. Another highly transmissible variant of the virus, first discovered in the United Kingdom, has spread to at least 20 U.S. states, according to Fauci. This is VOA News. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen now says that hotspots of COVID-19 infections in the European Union will be labeled dark red zones, and travelers from those areas will be required to take a test before departure and undergo quarantine. She said that the infections rising and contagious variants of the virus spreading fast. Non-essential travel should be strongly discouraged within the EU, but essential workers and goods must be able to cross borders smoothly. The U.S. Senate Republican leader wants more time before the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump begins. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell favors pushing back the start of former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial to February in order to give Trump time to stand up his legal team and review the case. McConnell held a call with fellow Republican senators Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told reporters,
"Make no mistake about it. There will be a trial. There will be a vote up or down on whether to convict the president. I believe he should be convicted."
House Democrats voted to impeach Trump last week for inciting the January 6th Capitol riot. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could send the article of impeachment to the Senate as soon as Friday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Islamic State militants could have launched the twin suicide bombing that killed at least 28 people and injured dozens more in Baghdad's market Thursday. The first such attack in years, according to Iraq's civil defense chief. The Iraqi military said two attackers wearing explosive vests had blown themselves up among shoppers at the crowded market in central Baghdad. Iraqi forces continue to fight remaining Islamic State militants and are working to secure the border with Syria, across which the group has moved personnel. Police sources said Iraqi security forces have been deployed in key roadblocks to prevent possible further attacks. At least 15 people were killed and 11 people were injured. Fire in a nursing home in the eastern Ukrainian town of Kharkiv on Thursday. The fire broke out in the afternoon on the second floor of the two-story building. There were 33 people inside, according to the service. It published a photo of the building with bars on the windows of the first floor. Smoke could also be seen billowing out of broken windows on the second floor. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky urged the interior minister to open and take charge of an inquiry into that specific incident. Again, at least 15 people were killed, 11 people injured in a fire in a nursing home in the eastern Ukrainian town of Kharkiv on Thursday. You can find more information at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.